In towns and cities around the country, more than 200 memorials are going up, tributes to the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks. The memorials are built with pieces from the fallen World Trade Center towers. We called three people in different parts of the country to find out what they're doing with their portions of the wreckage. We began with Father Andrew Harrison of St. Luke the Evangelist Greek Orthodox Church in Palos Hills, Illinois. He drove 1,600 miles round trip to pick up an I-beam from Ground Zero.
After we loaded it into the van, we laid an American flag over it. And it's been treated with reverence. We worked with the local fire department, and they kind of made a procession of fire trucks and brought it to our church. We brought it in like almost like we were bringing in a casket of some, you know, a person who had died. And then in front of it, we had a memorial service. Today, it rests right next to the bell tower inside of the narthex, which is the entrance of the church. The way it's set up, we have a box that sits inside of it where you can light candles. And so people, when they come to church, light candles.
You originally wanted to construct some kind of memorial there at St. Luke's to help your congregation heal after the September 11th tragedy. Has your community indeed found comfort in this memorial, and has it taken on new significance at a time when the country is engaged in war?
Oh, definitely. In doing this, I was thinking, well, we're providing really something for the community, a chance to grieve. I attended a National Council of Churches meeting last year, and there were representatives from various religious groups around the world, and they presented a letter to America, basically, saying that they felt that we hadn't fully grieved that event. And so by having that beam in our church and having the services and everything, we feel that we're helping the whole community work through grief.
Father, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Father Andrew Harrison of St. Luke's Greek Orthodox Church in Palos Hills, Illinois. In California, 18-year-old Ben Nerodic used a piece of the tower to build a memorial against terrorism next to the library in his town, Fountain Valley.
It contains as its centerpiece a 4-foot section of steel girder from the remnants of the World Trade Center in New York. The piece of steel is mounted on a 4-foot-high concrete pillar. It's surrounded by flagstone, and it's complemented by the reflecting pool adjacent to it. There's also a plaque dedicating the memorial to the to all victims of terrorism.
When you first came up with this idea, did you have a picture in your mind? And if you did, what was it? What did you initially envision?
Actually, the project started off not in such a grand scale. Originally, it was going to be a landscape with one of those big boulder rocks with a plaque on it. And the more we thought about it, the more we realized we could do with it, and eventually got to the stage that we have today.
Do you ever go down to that part of town, sort of eavesdrop on people, watch them as they take this in?
I mean, once in a while, yeah. I know a lot of people that live by the library, and every time I pass, I see someone over there looking at it or showing their kids a memorial, and it really means a lot to me that people are just stopping by and thinking about, you know, what it represents.
This was a pretty ambitious project for you, and you needed to complete it by your 18th birthday to make sure that you could earn Eagle Scout status. Did you make your deadline?
Yes, I did. Turned my paperwork in December, and my 18th birthday was in January. And as long as you get your paperwork in by the deadline, then you're in good shape. And I actually earned my Eagle Scout rank January 28th of this year.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you.
Eagle Scout Ben Nerodic built the Fountain Valley Memorial Against Terrorism in his town of Fountain Valley, California. Our last memorial is in Louisiana. Richard Breaux is a public works employee for the city of Lafayette. He flew up to New York to pick up his piece of the World Trade Center. The memorial stands in Lafayette's Parc Sans Souci.
We call it the 9/11 Memorial, and it's in tribute and remembrance of the people that lost their lives in the destruction that occurred on September the 11th, 2001. The way we designed the memorial was to try to keep it as simple as possible. So what we did, we took two beams, approximately 13.5 feet tall, and stood them up side by side. They are oriented in the same direction that the World Trade Centers were facing in New York City. And like I said, they stand side by side, rising 13.5 feet, which is a 1/100th scale of the World Trade Center's. The World Trade Center stood approximately 1,350 feet. They stand on a pentagon-shaped pedestal, and surrounding the pedestal are the beams is a pentagon-shaped bench to remember that the Pentagon was also attacked on September the 11th, 2001. In between the bench and the beams is a little green area with some plants planted, and we were also fortunate enough to get some limestone from the Pentagon, the side of the Pentagon that was attacked also, that are embedded randomly in that green area, which signifies the destruction and the fall of the buildings of September the 11th.
You're a long way away from New York there in Lafayette. Why was it important to have this memorial there in the center of the city?
Just for people to remember what happened and for them to go over there and actually be able to get up on the bench and touch a piece of the World Trade Center, what came down, and also the Pentagon that was destroyed also or was attacked also.
One side of the memorial features a quote from President Bush that's been translated into Cajun French. Could you read that quote for us?
Les attaques terroristes pouvant secure la fondation des plus grands bâtiments, mais elles ne pouvaient pas toucher la fondation de l'Amérique. Ces actes pouvant briser le feu, mais ne pouvant pas réduire la force de la détermination américaine. In English, it is, terrorist attack can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. And that's, of course, that's by President George W. Bush.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Thank you, Michelle. It's been my pleasure being with y'all.
Richard Breaux is a public works employee for the city of Lafayette. We also spoke with Ben Nerodick of Fountain Valley, California, and Father Andrew Harrison of St. Luke's Greek Orthodox Church in Palos Hills, Illinois. The city of New York received more than 200 requests for pieces of steel from the World Trade Center, and every piece set aside was given away.